The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by AT&T Business. Rain Wilson's business advice? Find a network that has your back. That's why he launched a talking pillow powered by AT&T Business's reliability. Take your business to the next level at business.att.com.
LinkedIn presents.
Happiness lies in rising to the challenge, in wrestling and growing, in improving, doing the right thing, learning, and by way of all this, finding inner calm. Happiness isn't an end goal. It's a byproduct of the journey there.
Happy Tuesday, people. This is the Next Big Idea Daily, the show that gives you a quick dose of insight to start your day right. I'm your host, Michael Kovnat. So what does it take to be an Olympic athlete or a successful entrepreneur? The answer might lie in having the right philosophy. And for one author, that philosophy is Stoicism. Mark Tijtert is a Dutch speed skater who won a gold medal at the 2010 Winter Olympics and has since launched a global health and food business. He attributes his success in sports and in business to his embrace of the teachings of early Roman Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca. Mark distills this ancient wisdom into a useful modern form in his book, The Stoic Mindset: Living the 10 Principles of Stoicism. Here he is to share his key insights.
As a top athlete, you can easily be blinded by the goal, winning. It is the goal of sports. If I just achieve that, win a gold medal, then my life is a success. Well, I did achieve that gold medal. But when you wake up the next day, you think, now what? What do I focus on now? Stoics focus their energy not on winning, but on making the right choices. They put aside frustration about not achieving goals, whether it is failure, bad luck, or coincidence. All energy goes into what you do have control over. And thinking this way actually increases the chances of achieving your intended results. I always keep this lesson at hand when things get stressful or difficult, like right before the moment of an Olympic final. It helped me to focus on my internal state of mind instead of the outcome of the race. It might seem like a paradox, yet winning is not in your control. But being prepared the best you can is. The Stoic analogy of an archer wanting to hit their mark fits nicely here. That archer can focus all he wants on his goal, but a gust of wind can determine whether he hits the bullseye or not. The Stoics say you don't control your opponents or the circumstances, so don't worry about them. Even a good sharpshooter can miss. An archer possessed by the goal knows neither peace nor resignation. But the archer who lets go of the target finds peace in the execution. And that's exactly the kind of Stoic calm that can enrich your life. What's good for the team is good for you. Seneca used a beautiful analogy. Humans in a society are like stones in an arc of a bridge. The interconnection and cohesion of the stones keep the bridge in place. I work together every day with my coach and teammates, my partners and staff, and we consciously work to bring out the best in each other. Sadly, it's far from self-evident, but this should always be the awareness of all participants in a team. Team interest is your own interest. We as human beings are made to work together like the limbs of a body, as the Stoics would say. So, using doping and cheating as a top athlete is certainly not Stoic. Nor is a CEO manipulating figures in shady ways to influence stock prices, or a leader being a bully to get the result they want. One aspect of the Stoic good is a commitment to treat everyone in the world well, just as you treat yourself and those around you, regardless of origin, status, race, or personality. If you are part of a greater whole, if you do something that is not good for the community, it's not good for you either. Happiness is a side effect. Pursuing happiness as a goal can make you unhappy, because you are always looking for the next win. It never stops. The ancient Greeks strove for eudaimonia instead, a state of being where you have peace of mind. When you pursue the right thing and work on yourself, you are most likely to find fulfillment within yourself, independent of external outcomes. Eudaimonia, then, is more of a state of being, a mindset, than a goal, or an end to the goal. Zeno defined happiness as a good flow of life, with virtue, an independent form of happiness, independent of other people's state of mind, and independent of one's possessions. Happiness lies in rising to the challenge, in wrestling and growing, in improving, doing the right thing, learning, and by way of all this, finding inner calm. That's an important part of eudaimonia and goes much further than a golden medal, riches, or status. Happiness isn't an end goal. It's a byproduct of the journey there. A map is good. A compass is better. Think of it this way. If you want to sail to a port, you first have to set the right direction. In life, this means you have to look past your goals. Research what you are good at and have aptitude for. Then you can do what suits you. Setting a goal is easy. To keep going in the right direction for years on end is much harder. There are so many different directions. Everybody is different. We all have a unique role to play in life. Think about the way you navigate on Google Maps. It's only when you start walking that you know whether you're heading in the right way. It's the same in life. You navigate slowly and by way of unavoidable detours toward your goal. If you aim to find what suits you in life, you have to get out there and put yourself to the test. Follow your own natural curiosity when doing so. Follow a compass that suits your nature, your values, your interests, and your character. The goals will find you if you determine your direction first and then start your journey. Stoics didn't lean back. They engaged with life. Their thinking was in service of doing. Zeno was a merchant and philosopher. Chrysippus was an athlete, scientist, writer, and philosopher. Seneca was a consul, writer, and philosopher, while Marcus Aurelius was an emperor and philosopher. They learned to adjust their compass and found their unique role in life by getting out there. Character is your most important project. Perhaps the most important question in Stoicism is, how do I cultivate good character? Good character is built on four key values: courage, temperance, justice, and wisdom. These are character traits that anyone can train so that you live a good life for yourself as well as for others. Truly legendary figures are renowned for a lot more than just their achievements or victories. Nelson Mandela fought courageously for the abolition of apartheid in South Africa, and in doing so, for equal rights for every citizen, regardless of their skin color. He would pay a high price for his convictions. For 27 years, he was locked up and oppressed. Upon his release, he showed the cardinal virtues of wisdom and temperance by taking a conciliatory attitude and striving for peace and freedom instead of personal redress for his suffering. Almost every one of these heroes' good traits can be traced back to the cardinal virtues. In all areas, from sports to politics to business, there are individuals and teams demonstrating that success doesn't have to come at the expense of others. The quest for character is the quest for a good life. I found solace in Stoic philosophy, and I think anyone can too. The ancient Greek and Roman Stoics were practical philosophers. The lessons they teach help you to deal with setbacks, emotional toil, and how to keep your heart and head in the right place. The mindset I adopted helped me to be a better person, a better athlete. But most importantly, these lessons also helped me later in life, as a father, a business owner, podcast host, writer, and speaker. Stoicism is a beautiful, overarching philosophy that you can apply very practically every day.
Okay, thank you, Mark. That's it for today, everyone. Remember, you can sign up for my free weekly newsletter to get a roundup of some of the most interesting new ideas in nonfiction. Just use the link in the episode notes or search for The Next Big Idea on LinkedIn. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about everybody's favorite subject, sex. My guest is going to be Samantha Cole, who wrote a book called How Sex Changed the Internet and the Internet Changed Sex. See you then.